As you get off of Highway 101 on the outskirts of Oxnard and drive north on Santa Clara Avenue, you see a raggedy-looking former elementary school campus. The buildings need paint and the grounds are in desperate need of landscape work. But to residents of the tiny community of Nyland Acres, this property is a sign of hope for their kids' future. After more than 5 years of effort, a plan to buy this property and turn it into a community center and park has been finalized.
We're one of the most poverty-stricken communities in Ventura County, primarily farm-working community. And there's just a great need for services that we've never had before.
Jeannie Garcia is a longtime Nyland Acres resident. The odds are good you probably don't even know where Nyland Acres is, even though you might drive by it regularly. It's just north of Highway 101 between Oxnard and Camarillo. The unincorporated community is only a quarter of a square mile in size, but has more than 2,800 residents, including about 550 elementary school-age kids. With no parks, the kids have nowhere to play, and gangs have been a problem.
Now we have a community center that can make positive changes within our community by teaching leadership skills, sports, just self-esteem.
The Rio School District owns the shuttered elementary school campus on Santa Clara Avenue. In 2009, it started an after-school program on the property but didn't have the resources to continue it. The Boys and Girls Club of Greater Oxnard and Port Hueneme stepped in, offering programs at the site, but money once again became an issue. Residents with a dream turned to their county supervisor, John Zaragoza, for help.
I then started working with the school district. I started working with the nonprofits to set up the facility to make it a community center. I brought it to the Board of Supervisors to see if we could buy it. They gave me a conceptual yes.
But county supervisors added a condition. The community had to chip in as well. An annual parcel tax was proposed, which would raise about $50,000 a year. But to pass, it would need a two-thirds yes vote, a daunting task for one of the poorest areas in the county. Nyland Acres resident Deanna Ontiveros.
It was a little bit of a hard sell, but once we started speaking both in English and in Spanish to the different residents, then we were able to convince them because they themselves have children. Most of the people that live there have children.
It squeaked by in January's vote-by-mail election, getting a 70.68% majority vote. Ventura County Supervisor John Zaragoza quizzed County Clerk Recorder Mark Lund as supervisor certified the election results as official.
What was it, a couple of votes ahead, I think is what it was?
I think we were three votes ahead.
Three votes.
And then we had to do the canvas to wait for the votes to come by mail, and you gained a few more there. So, hey, a win is a win.
Businesses, nonprofits, and public safety groups like police and firefighters organizations started chipping in to help. Nearly $40,000 has been pledged, with E.J. Harrison Waste Disposal stepping up to donate $25,000. Rob Foster is with one of the groups, the Rotary Club of Oxnard, and says what the county and Rio School District did is amazing.
This is pretty unusual for two governing bodies to get together with a group of otherwise unaffiliated community members and community organizations, the Rotary Club, the Boys and Girls Club. Everybody brought a small piece that they could contribute to the table and put the whole puzzle together.
And the Rio School District has made one of the biggest contributions by cutting the more than $600,000 originally sought nearly in half. County supervisors approved the purchase for $325,000, with the property expected to change hands next month. Nyland Acres resident Deanna Ontiveros admits it's hard to believe this is real.
We're an island. We don't have grocery stores. We don't have restaurants. We don't have many services. So for the people to come together and get this done is amazing.
Having a community center and a park for kids is something that most communities in the Central and South Coast take for granted. But many people here in Nyland Acres feel this is their own little miracle. In Nyland Acres, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.